What is up, internet? Welcome to another episode of the Team Ability No Excuses podcast. Chad, Brett, and Andy, and it's been way too long. We're going to talk about why. This is a weird one tonight. I got Andy sitting right beside me. He's over my right shoulder. He's much better looking than I am tonight. He's very close to the – we're sharing the same microphones. Hopefully, we don't have bad breath. Say hi, Andy.
Hey, I mean, looks are subjective, so I appreciate that you think I'm better looking. And I'd have to honestly say I agree with you, but I'm definitely in better shape than you are.
Oh, that's – round is a shape.
Round is – it's not – yeah. It's not a fit shape, but it's a shape.
And all the way from not the 6, he's in the 905. We had this conversation while we waited for Andy to get to my house. Brett is with us. Say hey, Brettsky.
What's happening, fellas? Guys, I got to tell you, you know, the two of you are together, and I'm sitting here alone in my house. My mom's away in Dominican for a few more days. And
why didn't we go there?
You know.
We should have podcasted from the Dominican. Can we do that?
I meant from his house.
Oh, I get
it. No. Nobody's allowed at my house.
That makes way more sense. Well, to be fair, and I think we've said this to the internet before, Andy and I are about 10 minutes away. And so if we were going to, from one another, that is. So if we were going to go to Brett's house, that would be a bit more of a trek. We were all set up and getting ready to go. And Andy was having some tech issues. So he says, forget it. I'm just going to jump in my car and come over to your house. And so Andy and I are together at this moment, and Brett is Mr. Lonely. But it's okay, buddy. We got your back.
You know, and that's the thing, man. Like, I was thinking about it, and you know that song by Bobby Vinton?
Yeah.
I'm going to be playing it after we record.
So I suppose we should maybe explain, first of all, if you have been listening for a while and you are a faithful listener, thank you. And if you are a faithful listener, you've noticed maybe that we haven't done one of these in a little while. So maybe we should talk about why. And there is a plethora of reasons, a cornucopia, if you will, as to why we haven't been able to get together for one reason or another to record another episode. Not the least of which is that Andy is a dad again. So I think that's a cool place to start. Where should you want to talk about your new life adjusting to two babies? Well, not two babies, because Maya's, you know, not quite 2 years old, but you are now outnumbered by your kids. Well, at least you are.
Yes. Yeah. If we're keeping score, it's 3 females in the house and 1 male being me. So it's fantastic. Yeah, I don't know what you guys want to start with, but the last 3 weeks, and probably even before that, has just been insane. But without going into too much detail, Amanda had to have a C-section, her second one. So with that comes, she is, I don't mind saying so much, but Amanda is on... I'm not going to say bed rest, but she's on limited movement, I guess. She can't drive, can't do anything too strenuous, so that's a lot of work. And not in a bad way, but it's a lot more work for me. And I don't know if 2.5 years is a long time, but I don't really remember it being this hectic. So,
so we'll chat about some of the challenges that you've been facing sort of being a single dad. And I mean that with all due respect to Amanda, who's very much obviously in the house, but as you've said, you've had to kind of be a single dad for the first few weeks here. And so we'll chat about some of those challenges as we move on. Brett had his fair share of challenges. We were all set up to go last week to record. And then Brett had a laptop disaster. You want to take this one, Brettsky?
And don't judge me.
Too late.
But, that's fine. I expect you to judge me, actually. But I use Netflix to fall asleep, and the only way I watch Netflix is on my laptop computer. And I guess Saturday night, because it was working Saturday, I closed the laptop and fell asleep and proceeded to roll over top of it. Opened it up Sunday morning, and the screen was just obliterated.
You ran over your laptop?
With my ass.
Somehow that part of the story got lost.
Yeah.
I thought it was your wheelchair.
No, it was my ass.
Okay. Yeah, that's amazing. So I'm going to just go ahead and tell you. Yeah. So that's the first time we heard that part of the story. I just literally thought you had managed to run over your laptop with your wheelchair. That's an even funnier story now, Brett. I mean, it just got better.
Again, I cannot reiterate enough. It was my ass.
And thank God for AppleCare, I suppose.
Apparently, I've got AppleCare Plus. So
you didn't know you had it?
No, I thought I only had AppleCare. AppleCare Plus actually gives me 2 instances in 3 years or 2 years.
Wow. So you can sit on your laptop again very soon. That's convenient.
No, the next time I decide that I want to ruin my laptop, I'm going to just drop it off the house or something.
There you go. Okay, listen, I have to back up. Brad, can you how do you sit on a laptop? What happened?
I rolled over on it with my ass.
So he was watching Netflix.
Yeah, and no chill.
Yeah, no chill.
Just Netflix, no chill.
Am I the only one that was paying attention? Like he put his laptop away after watching Netflix.
Yeah.
And fell asleep and in his sleep rolled over on his laptop.
Oh. Okay. I mean, yeah. I think it would have been better if you – no, it wouldn't have been better if you ran it over. It's pretty funny that you crushed it with your ass.
Man, I can tell by your voice you're judging me.
Never. I would never.
No, you are.
No, I would never ever do that.
It's okay. Now you're being condescending, but it's okay. It is totally okay because only stupid shit happens to me.
No, stupid shit happens to everybody. It's just funnier when it happens to you.
Oh, perfect. I'll make sure that I document the next time something happens to me.
All right. So, in addition to – okay, so Andy became a dad again. Things are still the same old with me. I can't even remember when the last time we recorded is. I'm right in the middle of another school year, and things are going great. I'm loving life right about now. And Brett is breaking laptops with his butt. You have gone back to school, or what's happening with school?
I went back to school, but again, I broke my laptop with my ass. And I didn't have it in my possession for like 8 days. Yeah, so
kind of hard to be a post-secondary school student without a laptop these days.
Wait, you couldn't take like a notebook and a pencil?
No, it's not that. Everything is so online based that I just, if I had missed one class with it, which I did, I would have been screwed.
So what happens?
I drop the class. I miss out on getting my money back by less than 24 hours. And try again in January.
So, okay. So listen, so you lost your money by less than 24 hours. That's a kick in the, in the teeth, the face, the ass. We seem to be saying ass a lot tonight. So let's just keep going with that theme. Or the point of our little rant here to get us started was that we're sorry, Internet, that it has taken us so long to get back into the swing of things, but we're glad to be back with you. And I think we got a fair bit to talk about tonight. And again, we are a no excuses podcast. We've tried to – it's a tagline, but really not so much. We've seen a lot happen over social media recently that's gotten us fired up, and I don't even know if we're going to go there tonight, but – okay, we just want to sort of bring it back to, again, the whole vision, and if you've been listening to this for a while, you know that this is Andy's baby, and the whole vision of this is just being as transparent and real as possible, not trying to look like freaking superheroes, because we're people with disabilities who actually do something with their lives. Since we brought Brett in, it's been even better, and it's been a blast for us to get to get together, literally or metaphorically speaking, and record these little episodes for you. It's brought us together as a community of ranters, as we kind of just realize how like-minded we are with some of the challenges that we face. But speaking of the challenges being faced, I think it's only fitting that we come back full circle to Andy. I love you like a brother. We don't say that enough because, you know, we're macho. At least I pretend to be, but I'm not. And so I know that this adjusting to the new baby has been difficult, especially with, as you said, with Amanda's C-section and sort of not, and having to be on kind of bed rest, but not really. So you've really had to man up, pardon the expression. And so what are those challenges look like with you now having Maya and now Maisie, this little infant, literally infant, that's just a few weeks old?
What? I mean, I know you use the term single dad, so I want to say that's your term.
Yeah, fair enough.
I just want to put that out there. Just because I don't want to get punched when I go home. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, I didn't realize, and maybe it was just because Amanda did so much with Maya. Like, obviously anybody that's had a kid, the newborn is just with you all the time, right? But now that there is another newborn in the mix, I guess, Amanda attends to Maisie's needs way more than I do, just because she's better equipped for it. We'll say it that way. And it just means that I have to now take Maya to daycare, which is not a big deal. I have mobility issues. Obviously, anybody that listens to the podcast knows that. Maya does not. So, just something as simple as getting in and out of the car can be an issue, just depending on how she's feeling that day, right? So, she's usually pretty good, but last week, I guess, she took off. And again, I don't think she's doing it to be
devious.
Yeah, devious. She just knows that. I'm saying I'm a lot, and I apologize. We haven't done this for a little while. I'm very conscious of
he's out of practice.
Yeah. So when I load Maya up in the car, obviously, like we go out of the house and there's like, I don't know, 10 steps to get to the car, but she sees that as an opportunity to go explore, obviously, right? So this one day, she just decided to do that, and I was chasing after her, and I fell. And this is why I don't think she was doing it out of defiance or whatever word you want to use. But as soon as I fell, she came running back, and she was actually crying because I fell, right? So,
oh, man.
Yeah, so after that, I just I had like a bracelet tether that somebody gave me that I hadn't used yet, but and I don't know if I was being naive, I don't know, but I thought my daughter won't be that daughter, right? And not that I'm saying that in a bad way. She's just being a kid, and I just never thought I'd have to use it, and. So going to the daycare, I'm the only parent that has their kid on a leash, basically. So
I was going to use the word leash, but you beat me to it. Yeah. Child tether sounds so much more appropriate, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Than kid leash.
I mean, we phrase it in a way like Maya just thinks she has a bracelet, right?
And yeah.
It still gives her the freedom to walk around if she wants to. And I'm more in my own head than anything else, but.
Yeah, I think I've been there. Literally, I think obviously pride is probably the biggest issue. You just want to be able to do everything yourself, and you don't want to use, you know, any kind of aid. It's almost a fault. You fight those battles within yourself probably more than you should, or and maybe even more than any other, dare I say, able-bodied parent does, in the sense that they don't have those limitations. You have to kind of look for ways around that. So yeah, it's I could see that being frustrating, even in your own head, having to be the only dad that has, you know, their kid on the other end of a tether.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not looking for sympathy. This is not a poor me podcast rant. It's just It just makes me feel sometimes like I'm not doing my job as a parent correctly. And I know that's crazy. You know, like I've had people, able-bodied parents, friends of mine, tell me that they had their kids on tethers, right? Just because their kids run, and that's a deterrent to do that, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I was probably naive. Like, just talk to Maya before she goes out the door, and she'll be good. And most of the time, she is, to be completely honest. But like, I would hate to not put it on and something to happen, right?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And but I mean, at the same time, she's starting to learn that if she listens, then we don't necessarily have to put it on, right? So there's that too.
No, it's funny. I don't think you don't think it's going to be easy. You don't sign up for easy, but maybe it's been, you know, maybe the reality has been, it's been even harder than you had expected. And sometimes that catches us off guard too. Okay, Brett. So I want to circle back to you because you've been silent for too long. I want to make sure you're still awake with us at the other end of the microphone there. You've posed questions to us as parents before on the podcast. I know you are an uncle of two. Have you ever had experiences with your niece or your nephew, maybe when they're around Maya's age or younger or older, where they're running away from you and you can't get to them or anything that, anything of a relatable scenario?
No, but I've had to bribe Thomas at times to behave. So usually what will happen is if we're out somewhere, say like the zoo or Wonderland or the mall, or if we're walking somewhere.
Shit, you're a better uncle than I am a parent. You just take them to all those places like in the same week. You just try to get all your bases covered.
I don't know. Family gatherings, like I won't take them out alone. We've talked about how I feel about, never mind. So to bribe Thomas, yeah. So here's a story. To bribe Thomas, when we were on vacation last year in Mexico, I said, if you're good at breakfast time, you can ride on my lap everywhere we're going for the rest of the day.
Mm. That's smart, man. He doesn't have to walk, and you get your workout in. So that's good.
That's a win-win. Except you have, was it an inclusive resort?
Yes.
So then now you have a responsibility to stay sober.
Quasi, yes.
Okay. Just checking. Continue.
So, I mean, it works out for the week. There are times where he acts like he acted like a typical 5-year-old, and that's fine. Children are easy to deal with. They really are easy to deal with, provided they're not yours. So, I mean, I don't have that experience that the two of you have, and maybe
I was waiting for that caveat because from the non-parent to say children are easy to deal with, you had me on the hook. I was waiting.
Again, off air, you two both know how I would deal with my nephew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, it's I honestly don't have patience. I really don't have patience. I think if the shoe was on the other foot and I was in a relationship and I had a kid, I probably would develop patience. Currently, I do not have patience.
Fair enough. So we'll switch gears a little bit because we wanted to cover a lot of ground tonight just because it has been a while since we have done an episode and a lot has happened. I want to switch gears back to Brett and get Brett talking because I know that this week was a big one for you. We, Andy and I, have talked at length about our experience in sledge hockey. It's one of the first sort of bonds that we had growing up. We met you, Brett, I met you through skiing and then later through hockey, and Andy came to know you through hockey as well. So anyways, the point is, sledge hockey has been a huge part of all of our lives, and you, my friend, are back on the ice after how long of a I won't even call it a retirement, a layoff. So you didn't play for quite a while, and now you're back at it. You were just on the ice this week, is that correct?
I was on the ice yesterday, Saturday.
There you go. Even more sooner than sooner. Oh boy.
You say, yeah. So, on the ice yesterday for an hour and a half, and, didn't really feel it all that much until, much later in the evening. After being at the rink, I went out for, a number of hours, yesterday. And then, when I got home and in bed, my hips and knees and whatnot were screaming at me.
Oh, that sucks.
You'll feel it tomorrow, buddy. It's the 2 days after is when you really start to feel stuff. Not sledge hockey specifically, but just working out, exercising in general, 2 days after is worse.
To be perfectly honest with both of you, I thought that my arms would be sore, my shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, and I feel great from bottom of my rib cage up. But like I said, my lower back and all my extremities from my hips down are just, they're on fire.
So, okay. Aside from how your body's feeling, how are you feeling on the ice?
It was really fun to be back. I've got a team of, and I, with no due no disrespect to any of my teammates, because I think that they're all great people, but I'm on a team with a lot of lower level athletes. I'm in a division where it's going to be no contact. So the only contact I assume I'm going to be experiencing is incidental. I did that on purpose because I feel like I'm a fat piece of shit right now. Chad, you know what that's all about. But
hey, well done.
But yeah, so I mean, I think that I'm probably going to be relied on an awful lot. I've already been told that I'm going to be playing defense. We've got five defensemen. So I assume as a fifth defenseman, I'm going to get a lot of rotation time.
How long was your layoff, Brett? How long did you not play?
2.5 years.
Okay, but you went from defenseman to goalie. So 2.5 years off, and now you're playing defenseman again?
Yeah.
Yeah, so how long has it been since you played defense then?
7 or 8 years.
Yeah, so that's a big deal.
You're like Bo Jackson, just within the same sport.
Bo Jackson had talent.
You mean Brett doesn't know hockey? Brett knows hockey, but Bo knows everything, I suppose.
Yeah, Bo knows.
So listen, so this was your first ice time, right? In your tournament, like the Mississauga tournament's coming up the first week of November, correct?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a very short window.
Yeah, quick turnaround.
Yeah, actually, so we've got our first game a week this coming Saturday.
Whereabouts?
And then the Cruisers hockey tournament is shortly thereafter.
Where's your game, Brett? Is it a home game?
I haven't got that far. Okay.
Let us know. We'll come and we'll bring signs.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
No, but like we actually would bring signs.
So I believe my first game is Sunday, October 20th. In Peterborough.
I don't love you that much.
Yeah, we're not tricking Peterborough.
Then our hockey tournament starts Friday, November 1st. And it's that weekend. You guys can come out to that if you want. I'd rather not see you though.
Fair enough. Thanks for being honest.
Yeah. And,
that's my son's, that'll be my oldest son's, birthday weekend there. He's born on November 2nd. He'll have his 12th birthday. So we'll see.
I thought you were going to say that's your son's go-to. Like, Dad, you can come if you want, but
yeah, you know what? Maybe just put that on the table with him. Say you want to go for a drive. Oh, wait.
Hey, that's a good segue too, man. You're just throwing all kinds of shade my way today, Brett. I love it.
Well, I mean, I think your 12-year-old's probably going to get his license before you.
No, hey, let's. I mean, I've got my license. Doesn't mean I use it, but I have it. It's a nice little piece of plastic in my wallet. On that note, though, I'll throw this out there for the internet. We have talked about how I would love to document my driving journey as a 37-year-old now, non-driver. It is absolutely pathetic, and I hate it. My wife recently just bought her own car, so that's cool. So that means I've got full access to the van now. I only hope that will expedite, that's a good word, the journey to get some hand controls happening and get her going.
Have you ordered the portable set yet?
Not quite yet.
So I've got two rebuttals there.
Okay. I love your rebuttals. Just keep them off your laptop. Okay.
So number one, you said expedite, and I believe it's like expedite.
Yep. Well done. Smart like a teacher.
And I'm not an English teacher. And number two, and this is more important, I feel. I told you that I'd teach you how to drive.
Yes.
But I got a message over Instagram from a very attractive young lady.
Oh, damn it.
Who knows that I have a car with hand controls, and she wants to learn to drive. And I told her to go get her G1 and, quote, it's a date. She's also a gourmet cook, and she's going to teach me how to cook.
Wow.
Oh, you're trading driving lessons for cooking?
Yes.
Female companionship. That's a win, man. I mean, I would throw my friends under the bus for that all day.
Yeah, take that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, thanks anyway.
You're welcome.
All right. So listen, you're back on the ice and you're loving it, I would think. I would say it's like riding a bike, but I never rode a bike. That was Andy's cup of tea, riding bikes. But I don't imagine that it's not hard to pick up the mechanics of skating and shooting again so much as just getting your body back in shape. Am I right?
So do you remember when you were younger and they put you in a sled for the first time and the blades were 4 feet apart under your ass?
Yeah.
And you tried to turn and you couldn't turn.
Yeah.
It was like turning a tugboat.
Yeah. Is that what's going on with you?
That is exactly what's going on
with you. They didn't put you in a sled that had blades that far apart, though.
I don't think they make
it. Not only, not 4 feet apart, but I mean, a good 8 inches.
Really?
And not to mention, it was a little bit short. So my knees were up into my chest.
We have to go see him play.
Yeah.
No,
Brett, we're just going to show up. Listen, when we get off the air tonight, you're going to email or text us your schedule. And Andy and I are not going to tell you which one we're coming to, but we're showing up. And like, I'm painting your jersey number on my face. Like, I'm going to be.
Glad you said face.
Yeah, face. All right. So you're back playing hockey. Andy is juggling children. No, you can get arrested for that. And you're not juggling children, but juggling responsibilities and kids that run way faster than him. I just keep doing stuff.
Well, you're minimizing what you're doing. I think the podcast, the break came, everything in a weird way, it kind of came at a good time because you were starting work again, and work for you is school.
Yep.
Brett was going back to school, and it just kind of happened that Maisie was born.
If you've been listening to us long enough, you know that this is where we always kind of end up. We always throw back to our offside moment for the week. We've already talked some hockey today, and that's where that kind of offside analogy came from, but just those societal offsides. So Andy was at Costco recently, and he's got the offside for the week. Take it away, Andrew Paul.
Yeah, so part of Amanda having a C-section means she can't go shopping, and I have mobility issues, obviously, so shopping for me is a little bit of a adventure anyways. So Amanda said we need some stuff, and unfortunately it's got to be at Costco, just because Costco has far better deals if you're buying in bulk than anywhere else, right? So so my brother Steve, who's been on the podcast, was like, anything you guys need, just let me know. So I was like, do you want to go to Costco? He's like, yeah, absolutely, just tell me when. So he boots it over, and he's like, do you want me to drive or do you want to take your car? And I was like, no, my wheelchair is in my car, so we'll take my car. So we get to Costco. I pop the back of my my SUV, and Steve just I can see him in my rearview mirror, and he says, you're an idiot. So with Steve, that could mean anything. So he's like, your wheelchair is not here.
I love it. I'm going to put this out there for the internet. Sometimes we talk about what our offsides are going to be about, but we don't know the story. And this is great. This is the first time I'm here. So you drove all the way to Costco.
Yeah, we went to Grimsby.
To Grimsby from your house, which is a solid 25 minutes.
Yeah, shout out to anybody that actually, if you're in Hamilton and you're deciding between Costco Ancaster or Costco Grimsby, go to Grimsby. It's just, it's far better.
But bring your wheelchair when you do.
So, yeah, Steve, like, it was like, he just put his head down. He said, you're an idiot, right? So anyways, I was like, don't worry. They have wheelchairs in there. We'll be fine. So we walk in, and there's no wheelchairs, right? There's just those electric scooters. And to Costco's credit, I guess, they have shopping carts on the front of the scooters. But I'm a relatively young adult, fairly fit, and I jump in the scooter and just take off. So the attendant, she saw me walk in, so she gets it, right? But as we're booting around the store doing our shopping, and again, shout out to wives or husbands who do shopping, because Amanda just gave me a list that made sense to her, and some of the stuff I was like, I don't know what this means. Right, because again, at Costco, if it says beans, there's 75 different kinds of beans, right? So we just made our best guesses, I guess, and yeah, we didn't come home with all of the right things, but that's a different story. Lesson learned. Be more detailed in your list. So anyways, we're just booting around the store, and Steve's got a regular shopping cart, and I have the electric scooter. And again, I'm a pretty fit guy, so people in the store are giving us looks pretty regularly, being like, what is this guy doing?
Yeah, you must have just looked like Johnny Knoxville in a Jackass episode, just driving a scooter, like, just near.
I was doing Zed formations. Yeah, absolutely I was. But, so that's all good. We were behaving ourselves while we were around other people. But then Steve started banging we started doing shopper cart bumper cars, right? Like, he was just being dumb. And sure enough, this Costco employee comes over, and she very condescendingly says, are you enjoying using that scooter?
Oh, boy.
And I just said, actually, ma'am, there are no manual wheelchairs for me to use. If there were, I would be able to – I would have chosen that. And she's – and right away, her demeanor changed, obviously, right? So and again, Steve was being a bit of a dummy, hitting my scooter – my scooter, these.
Yeah. Scooters.
But it was just, yeah. So it was, she kind of backpedaled quite a bit.
Yeah. And that was the end of that.
Yeah.
But you had fun driving the scooter around, right?
Oh, 100% I did. And like I said, we were very respectful of other people in the store. And I think he thought there was nobody around and there must be cameras in Costco because she came out of nowhere. And
some of those aisles in Costco are long, man. You could have had like a Steve could have booked it to one end of the aisle, turned and faced you. You know, you could have had like a death stare moment. Da-na-na-na-na, you know, and just like,
well, it's funny you
played a good game of chicken. Yeah,
because I'm a big Jackass fan.
Yeah.
So. Or at least I was. I don't know if I can say I still am, but. But no, it was just funny because she thought, like, her immediate go-to was this guy's just abusing.
Yeah, for sure. Just joyriding in a scooter.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Which makes you think, how much does that happen?
Well, right? So, I get it. I understand. But, and to her credit, she when she backpedaled, she said they do have carts that attach to manual wheelchairs, which didn't help me because I was an idiot.
You're an idiot.
I got my wheelchair, so.
You didn't have any of the kids. It was just you and Steve?
Yeah. It was, we had put Maya down and then just booted out to Costco before it closed. So we were in a little bit of a hurry just to make sure we got everything on the list, which, as I said before, some of which happened to be incorrect. So,
but you made your best guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still think it would have been okay. Now next time Steve has to get one too. And then you guys can race.
Well, then I know, because then she's justified in calling us out for playing bumper cars with the shopping carts. But
fair enough.
Well, I mean, I guess either way, she's justified. But I don't know. Do you guys you guys do shopping? Brett, do you leave that to your mom? Chad, do you leave that to?
I do a lot of shopping. We've got a grocery store like seconds from the house. So yeah, I do a fair bit of shopping. My go-to is not the shopping cart because as a wheelchair user, it's really hard to push a shopping cart. My go-to seems to be the little plastic basket that you can grab and put that on my lap, and I crush the shopping, man.
Yeah, but you can't get – how many trips do you take to the checkout?
Well, that's why I only make sure that I'm shopping for enough stuff that fits in the basket. And because because we live so close to the store, like it's literally around the corner from my house, we very rarely do like big week-long grocery shops. Like I'm there almost every day for dinner.
Rusty, do you shop?
I do shop.
I guess you shop. Do you shop for groceries?
You know, not usually, no. But I use the I'll call it the Chad method because I can relate to it. The little basket on your lap and you throw in as much as you can fit.
Absolutely. And then maybe you can't relate to this part, but then when your wife calls, when you're just leaving and she calls and says, can you get this? You go, nope, no more room in the basket.
Well, I've gone to the grocery store more than a handful, 10 or 15 times for my mom when she's in the middle of making something and she's forgotten something. And so I'd go to the grocery store for her and she'd say, this is what it is. This is where you can find it. And 25 minutes later, I'm still cruising around the store.
All right. Listen, Internet, thanks so much for sticking around with us tonight. As we got back into the swing of things, we want to be more intentional about podcasting episodes and posting more for you guys to enjoy. And we've really enjoyed doing this probably even more than I thought we would. It's been a lot of fun. I want to thank you again. If you're just checking us out, you can go back and listen to all the old episodes on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, any podcatching device of your choice. It's been a blast. And gentlemen, it's been great hearing your voices again. I have missed you tremendously, even Andy.